Today on the Trending 55 hot seat, as we do every single week, we check in with a member of the NDP caucus, the official opposition in the province of Alberta. And with us right now is a regular education critic in Canuso Zone, Sarah Hoffman. Sarah, always great to have you on. Thank you for taking the time.
Appreciate being here, Kenny.
All right, so right off the bat we see, and I think we kind of knew this was going to happen, almost with the plan that was in place, and that there's 48 schools in this province with confirmed cases of COVID-19 and six with multiple cases, which constitutes an outbreak. Has the education minister addressed this?
I don't think she has adequately. The other thing is that there's a nonprofit website run by volunteers that's been posting the letters that have been sent home to parents. They're saying, you know, send them to us. It's a group called SOS, Support Our Students, and they have posted over 50 letters. So, you know, the fact that the minister won't do real-time posting, she won't identify every site, she wants to focus on ones where they've had outbreaks, that they haven't committed to doing it immediately, I think speaks to the fact that they're pretty focused on the wrong things. I think we need to make sure that we give all of the right information to the students, staff, and families throughout Alberta, and you shouldn't have to, wait for a website to be updated or the daily briefing to be able to get the best information. And volunteers seem to be doing a good job of doing it right now, but that is the role of government, in my opinion.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And in terms of that, there's so many questions I noticed that you had. And I'm seeing these eight questions on the list here. We do see them, but please go ahead and tell us about some of these questions that you, the minister, absolutely must answer.
Yeah, so those were some questions that I thought would be appropriate for the minister to answer at the daily briefings that we're getting right now about COVID. The minister hasn't attended one of those, but Dr. Hinshaw's been at all of them basically since school started, and I'm glad that Dr. Hinshaw's there, but the minister's the one who actually makes the decisions. The chief medical officer of health gives advice to the ministers, but the ministers are the ones that make the decisions, and they should be the ones who account for the decisions that they're making. So I'm very frustrated that she's failed to attend any of the daily briefings since school opened. I think that it's important that she answer questions that parents, staff, and families and students have from across Alberta. And, I think your listeners deserve to have some access to accurate information. So some of the questions we had were about videos that have surfaced, particularly in Calgary high schools that are really busy hallways, and there's definitely no physical distancing. And did you see them, and how does she feel about them, and does she believe it's appropriate? Questions still persist around the physical distancing of 2 meters around each individual, and we know that they made an exemption, so it's not against the law to be inside in close quarters in a school, but have they started monitoring which schools are most overcrowded and how they're going to be addressing that? And other questions that relate to the actual cases that we're seeing in schools. These questions are all being asked right now to the Chief Medical Officer of Health, but it really is the minister who the buck stops with, and she should make herself available at those briefings.
All right, awesome, and definitely a lot of different things to talk about. In terms of how the rollback to school plan has, I know that you and I, Sarah, have talked quite a bit leading up to the opening of schools. Now that the schools are actually open, is it as bad as a lot of people thought? Is it worse? Is it, dare I say, better?
So there are parents who've reached out to me who said on day two their kids were sent home. There's a high school not far from where I live where 100 kids, basically the first day of the first full week. They had that staggered start before Labor Day, but the first day of that first full week, they were sent home. And, on day two, that's definitely concerning. And it was because there was a confirmed case in the school and folks needed to isolate. So it's definitely frustrating that, and I know the schools are doing everything they can to keep everyone safe, but if there was more physical distancing, if there were less kids crammed in classrooms, that was about 100 people who were sent home on day two, when you count the three different classes and some staff. If we kept class sizes at 15, we'd be at about half that many people that needed to be sent home. So that's definitely a frustration. I think there's a lot of nervousness, and one of the things that would make people less nervous is if the minister actually stood up and answered questions, and if she made herself available, as well as the information about the schools, the outbreaks. And they've said that there are some schools that are too small to identify them. So these numbers that they have are only the ones that are large enough where they're not worried about people being identified. Okay, so if you're not going to give us the names of all the schools, at least tell us how many there are, because there are a lot of concerns that what if my child goes to one of those small schools and then it's never going to be reported and I won't know if there's somebody in the school who has COVID. I think that that's, they keep saying that parents have choices to make and that parents are doing the best by their families, but if the government's not being forthright with information or answering questions, how are parents supposed to do that?
Yeah, 100%. Also as well, I don't know if you're aware, but in the Fort Vermilion School Division up in the Mackenzie region up here, five schools received an exemption from Alberta Health Services to not have to have their students wear masks in schools. When you hear of something like that happening, does that concern you?
I care deeply about ensuring we do everything we can to keep students safe. And I know that we aren't going to be able to have zero risk, but I think it's important for the government to act in ways that keep vulnerable people safe, and that includes students who are going to school. So I'm watching that situation carefully and wanting to make sure that, because we know that there have been some cases specifically in the community in that area. So I think we're all holding our breath and hoping that everything is fine. But I think if you can take some additional precautions, it's useful to do so.
Yeah, definitely. And in terms of also as well, I know that the NDP Provincial Caucus had submitted quite a comprehensive plan in order to make it a safer entry. And I know like some of those points were using secondary buildings for things like that, but now we're seeing a case where, as you had mentioned before, quite a few students are or parents are opting out to learn at home, and it seems like a bit of a break from the traditional classroom, doesn't it?
It does, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I guess in the case of this, I know if I talk to other people about this, but how important is it to increase like internet connectivity for rural residents? So if there is a situation where they do have to go home, that they're able to participate.
Absolutely. Even in large urban centers, it seems like if you're registered in school, then there's not necessarily internet instruction for you, only if you opt for the online. So that's, I know, being frustrating for some families, because then they have to figure out when they get sent home from school for those 2 weeks, how they get homework packages, going to the school to pick them up, and those types of things. And I know that that happens in rural communities all the time, especially with the internet not being as available, let alone reliable in rural and remote communities. So I know that there are a lot of families that is a big barrier to their students being able to get a full education, especially right now during the times of COVID and potential shutdown. So I think the government should be focused on making sure that they're reducing the risk of spread in schools. So number one, hiring additional staff, securing additional space to spread students out so that they're less likely to spread to one another. And then, of course, in a situation where somebody does need to learn online, finding ways to make that information and the internet more available to those families should be a focus of the government.
All right. Awesome. Well, Sarah, I'll always appreciate you making time for us. Thank you for checking in with us today.
Thank you, Kenny. And lastly, I just want to say, you know, the Minister of Education works for all Albertans and should make herself available to all Albertans. And the best way to do that is through those regular updates. Having to chase her down at a partisan event or at a sod turning in Edmonton isn't fair to folks who live in the Peace Country. They should be able to get information in a timely fashion. And the best way to do that is through that daily update.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Ken.
This is Sarah Hoffman, education critic for the NDP caucus, and this is another episode of the Trending 55 Hot Seat.